An interesting measure of real intelligence is the radius of your circle of caring or compassion about other sentient beings. So, for example, if you only care about yourself, if you're a narcissist, you're not that bright, right? You're not a very high IQ person, probably, or at least not in the ways that matter. You only care about yourself. A little bit more intelligent person may care about only their family members or their household. And then someone who's even more intelligent than that might care about the entire community. They might be thinking about, hey, how can we make our systems work better? How can our local schools be better? How can our local farming work better? Or how can we support local farming? Things like that. And then an even more intelligent person might be thinking about their nation, the people in the nation. I'm not talking about the geopolitics, but the people. It's the radius of compassion for sentient beings. Now, this isn't limited to geography, of course. I'm giving the example of a nation right now, and you might say, well, the most intelligent person cares about the whole world. Not exactly. The most intelligent person cares about sentient beings beyond humans. That's my point. So you can, even if you just care about the animals in your county, you know, if you care about the other animals, if you care about the well-being of the dogs and the cats and the wild animals and so on, and the plants and the ecosystems and the forests, then you're the highest intelligence so far in this spectrum. So you're not limited by just, let's say, the breadth of geology. You know, you have now the depth of compassion, or even a what we might call a Christ-like compassion for all systems of life. And then there's even a depth beyond that. If you care about the well-being of the direction of the cosmos, that is, you care about good prevailing, you care about people living with dignity, you care about animals being treated with dignity, but most importantly, the defeat of evil and the victory of enlightenment, and you recognize the power of knowledge over the power of ignorance, and you recognize the power of healing over the power of, you know, medical scarcity or whatever, then this is the even more advanced stage of intelligence. And that's where I think you and I are, or beyond that. Because then I think the final sort of frontier of this is the spiritual realm. Do you care about the spiritual well-being? Do you care about the mission of why people are here and the role of animals in this realm and what they are thinking, what they are seeing? Can you view the life of an animal through the eyes of an animal? Can you see the life of a person through their eyes and through their experience? Do you understand that we are all connected? I guess that would be the highest intelligence, is to understand that we are all connected. We're all different expressions of the same God mind, the same creator. We're just different expressions. When you can see yourself and others, then you have the highest intelligence. When you cannot, when you think you have to destroy others in order to protect yourself from them, which is the way some ethnicities think, some religions think, some countries think, etc., then you're very low IQ. So those who start wars are very low IQ. Oh, let's just bomb them. Let's destroy them because they are a danger to us. It's the separation. Separation is low intelligence. Understanding the commonalities, understanding the union, the oneness, actually, is the highest expression of intelligence. And we are not just connected to each other, other humans. We are connected through all living systems. In fact, we're connected to all physics, to all matter, the observer effect, you know, the collapse of the wave function because of the observer. We are connected to the cosmos at the level of atomic physics. or even subatomic physics, actually. That's how connected we are. And recognizing that level of how we are intertwined and how we impact each other, that's the highest expression of intelligence. So once you understand this principle, you realize that some of the wealthiest people in our materialist world are some of the lowest IQ people of all. Because all they did was they spend their whole lives accumulating wealth for themselves by taking it from others because they thought they were separate. And so they will live their lives and they will even die with a giant pile of money that has no purpose for the betterment of the world, that has no real impact on the world, because simply collecting money does not change history, does it? It doesn't make the world a better place. It doesn't express compassion. It doesn't materially improve or even spiritually improve anybody else's life. Just collecting material wealth for yourself is a pointless exercise and it is a wasted life. But living life in service of others because you recognize that you are not separate from them, that's a life worth living. These are really, these are timeless principles, obviously, things that Gandhi taught, and things that Christ taught, things that Buddhism even teaches, and other world religions. To live life in service of others is really the highest achievement in this life. And now it doesn't mean that you can't earn money in the process. You probably have bills to pay. You probably have projects that will require money in order to build them. I do too. Building a little data center, it's not free, right? Computer hardware is not free. Hiring people is not free. Manufacturing clean food, it's not free. It costs something. But it's done in the service of others around us. What's the slogan of my online store, healthrangerstore.com? What's the slogan? Healing the world through clean foods. See, in that slogan, what that captures is the realization it's not just about selling clean foods. We didn't have a slogan as like the world's largest distributor of clean foods, because that's not the goal. The slogan is healing the world through clean foods. That's the goal. How do we heal the world? Well, one way is we reduce people's exposure to toxins, toxic heavy metals, lead and cadmium, etc. Reduce exposure to glyphosate, reduce exposure to dioxins and other toxins in the food. So that's what we do, healthrangerstore.com. We test. We have a massive lab, mass spec laboratory, multiple mass spec instruments, and we do the testing. And we are an ISO accredited laboratory and a GMP compliant manufacturer. But the goal is to help heal the world through clean food. And sometimes it's to help people get prepared with, with extra food that's also clean in terms of being ready for food scarcity, things like that. Now, if we happen to do really well financially one day for whatever reason, we're doing okay now, but, we're never going to earn billions of dollars or whatever, and that's okay. But if we happen to, we already know our goal. Our goal is to heal the world, or at least do our part, right? So if someone were to come along and just write us a check, let's say for $1 billion or whatever, it's very clear that $1 billion would immediately be deployed to pursue the same goal as the store, healing the world. How do we heal the world? And I believe one of the key ways to do that is to eliminate exposure to toxins. And so that's why I do what I do, or at least part of the reason, a big part of the reason. But what that means is, I recognize, as the founder of the whole thing, that I'm not separate from the world. I'm not separate from you. And I've said this many times in my podcast. I've said, what use is it to be a person of wealth if you live in a world of despair and poverty? No use at all. What would be the point? Real wealth is being in a world where the people around you are doing well, where lots of people are doing well, lots of people are healthy, lots of people are, doing well financially, or at least able to live in a comfortable manner and afford the high nutritional density foods that can keep them healthy. Real wealth has to extend beyond just yourself. It's the wealth of the world around you doing well, or maybe abundance is a better term. You know, real abundance is about much more than just yourself. That radius of abundance has to extend way beyond you. And to me, my radius of abundance easily encompasses the entire planet. And that's why a lot of times I talk about things like, I want people in Russia to do well. I want people in Ukraine to do well, both. That's not a contradiction. That's a philosophy of universal abundance. I want people in Iran to do well. And I also want people in Israel to heal, you know, to heal from their hatred for the world, you know, to become more loving and more compassionate. And again, that's not a contradiction either. I want everybody in the world to do well and to experience genuine abundance. And yes, sometimes you have to call out those who are standing in the way of abundance or those who are sabotaging abundance. And, you know, there are a lot of those globalists and national leaders and some corporate leaders, you know, big pharma, big tech, whatever. You have to call them out. But you do so from the motivation and from the principle of wanting people everywhere to be able to experience more abundance, more freedom, more health, you know, more creativity, more joy in their lives, etc. That's the underlying motivation, or at least that's what drives me. And the beautiful thing about this is you don't need a lot of money to achieve a powerful positive impact in our world. You don't. It doesn't take billions of dollars to do it. You don't have to build some massive infrastructure. You don't have to build a data center. You don't have to build rockets. You don't have to build a factory to make a positive difference in the world that's really genuine and lasting and widespread. You simply have to operate from a place of universal love for all sentient beings and a much wider, more broad radius of compassion for all living systems. And if your radius is large enough, then you begin to really see the big picture of what's happening. And you can, you know, at that point, you can express love for people of every religion, whether it's Islam or Sikhism or Buddhism or Christianity or whatever. And you can recognize the universality of every religion. You know, I think it's much more limiting for somebody to scream, you must be a Christian. You have to believe what I believe. I don't buy that. I think that the Christ energy pervades all religions and all faiths and all of humanity. That universal Christ is way beyond one religion, it turns out. It's universal. It's like the love force that is the life force that permeates all of us. And I guess like the force in Star Wars or something, but it is everywhere. And you can tap into it instantly by making a choice. And it's not even that difficult to do so. So we live in a world where we are often told to be envious of those who are trillionaires or billionaires or whatever. And we're sometimes told that we are inadequate if we don't have enough money or a big enough house or a nice enough car or whatever. That's all nonsense. That's all illusion. Be a good person and expand your radius of compassion, and you will have more of a positive impact than the wealthiest person in the world. It really is that simple. Don't make it overly complicated. Just operate from a place of principles and values that are pro-human, pro-Christ, pro-love, etc. And you'll make a positive difference in this world. You will live a life worth living. That's what I say. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com. My articles are at naturalnews.com. You can follow me on X at HealthRanger or brighteon.social, HealthRanger, or Telegram. I'm at RealHealthRanger. And if you want to support my online store of clean foods that help heal the world, that's at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.